Hello, good evening. It's Paul and his daughter, Grace, and it's time for going to bed. And this is time to have a bedtime story. Now, Grace.
Yes.
Okay, you don't want to speak in the iPhone, okay. Will I turn the iPhone off tonight?
No, I want it on, but I just don't want to speak in the iPhone now. I just want to tell you something. Can we have Charlie and Lola story?
Well, can we have Charlie and Lola? We can.
After this.
We'll have a... I'll tell you a story first, and then after I've told you the story,
yeah,
I'll read you a Charlie and Lola one. Yeah. Okay, we'll do it that way. Now, this is a story about two dogs, one of which is called Rebel, and the other of which is called Maxie. Now, you remember Rebel. He's the little Lakeland Terrier dog who was mine. When I was 5 years old, I had him. But Maxie is a new dog, and Maxie has just come to the house because my brother wanted a dog as well. And we went to the dog show and got a little...
I know that bit.
You know all about Maxie, right? Okay, so Maxie is now an elk hound, and he's come to the house, but he isn't trained. He doesn't have any manners, and he doesn't know what to do. And he caused an awful lot of trouble in the house. And this is the story about the time that he took all of Rebel's food. One day, I came downstairs first thing in the morning, and Rebel was fast asleep in his basket. But beside him, in the basket, was no dog. There was no other dog. Where on earth was Maxie gone? Then I took a look and I saw that not only was Maxie gone, but there was no food left out for Rebel. And I had put a little bit of food out the night before. So Maxie was gone and the food was gone. So I woke Rebel up. I got a little bit of water and I splashed it in his face. And you know, when I splatter a little bit of water in a dog's face, he woke up straight away. As soon as he woke up, he was excited.
What?
He actually wanted to play with the little pup, Maxie. But when he saw that there was no other dog in the basket with him, he looked very strangely at me. He didn't wag his tail. He didn't move his head. He just looked at me, and I knew immediately that he was worried. "Where is Maxie?" I said to Rebel. Rebel looked at me, and he didn't say anything. Then I got a great idea. I saw that Maxie had been lying in the bed, so I got the blanket that was lying at the bottom of the bed, and I put it up to Rebel's nose, and I said, "Rebel, have a good sniff and see if you can find the smell of where that little pup Maxie has gone." Well, actually, Rebel didn't like that. He didn't like a blanket being shoved into his nose, but he still smelt it. And as soon as he smelt it, his tail started to wag. Then he got out and he started looking around the house. And he ran. He started getting faster and faster. He ran from room to room and I could hardly keep up with him. I had to run around the house while Rebel was running in front of me. And all the time I was saying, "Maxie, Maxie." But there was no Maxie to be found. After about 5 minutes, Rebel stopped. He turned around. And he didn't wag his tail, and he just sat down. He sat down in the middle of the floor. And I said, "Come on, Rebel, we still have to find him." And he wouldn't move. Rebel was fed up of looking for Maxie. Then I thought, well, we've got to find him. I said to Rebel, "Come on, let's go and get a bit of breakfast. We'll be able to have another look after we've had a bit of food. I completely forgot that Rebel's food was gone out of his dog tray. Anyway, we went back into the kitchen. Rebel went looking for his food, and then he barked. Do that again. That was exactly what he did. He was just like a little terrier going barking. Then, suddenly, while Rebel was barking, I heard a little bark from the other end of the house. I didn't believe it. There's another dog in the house. I knew immediately who it was.
Maxie.
And so did Rebel.
Maxie.
Absolutely, it was Maxie in another room. Well, I ran first out of the kitchen. But as I was getting through the door of the kitchen, Rebel streaked past me and straight out to the other end of the house. And there, hiding behind a curtain, was Maxie. And he was still barking, little barks. Rebel pushed back the curtain, saw him, and he jumped on top of him. First of all, I thought there was going to be a terrible fight and that Rebel was going to attack him and try and eat him up. But no, the two dogs played. They were as happy as anything. And do you know what? I don't think Rebel ever noticed that Maxie had eaten his food. They went running round the place like a pair of young pups. It was a really great relief. That is the end of the story. That's what actually happened. They were great friends for the rest of the day, and I was able to give Rebel plenty of more food. Because I had a box with some biscuits in it, and I got a 2 fistfuls of dog biscuits and put them into Rebel's kind of bowl. And I gave him some water, and he was happy. But Maxie didn't eat any more of his food. I think he'd had lots himself.
Dad.
Yeah, so we'll just say goodbye to the iPhone now and we'll go on to read Charlie and Lola.
Daddy.
Say goodnight.
But we read one more episode.
No, I'm not going to tell you anymore. I'm going to do Charlie and Lola now. Say goodnight.
Goodnight!
That was a really wrong. Goodbye.